Well, here for the second hour this evening, we're going to have with us Ray Youngen, and of course we've had him on in the past, or a book he's written, an excellent book, certainly going into the church growth movement, but this evening we're going to be talking about The Secret. Now, The Secret is an amazing phenomenon, and I think it's very, very telling that the secret is now suddenly being revealed. It's a secret that's been around since the beginning of recorded time, probably about 6,000 years. And certainly it was known by the ancient Babylonians and the ancient Egyptians and the ancient Assyrians, and certainly it was codified by the Kabbalists during the Babylonian captivity. And it, of course, is being taught today. Certainly Plato knew it, and Aristotle knew it, and Alexander the Great knew it, because it was a secret that was passed down through the mystery religions of antiquity. It was the foundation of Gnosticism and Manichaeism and certainly of Marcionism and the Zoroastrian religion. It was basically what was taught by the Templars and the Rosicrucians, and in modern times by Masonry and the Illuminati. And what is that secret? Well, of course, it's laid out in a DVD that is being featured by Oprah Winfrey, by Larry King, as the most important revelation of our time. But it's an ancient secret, and it tells you that you can get whatever you want to by simply thinking about it, by visualizing it, by beginning to use your own intuitive powers to organize the universe around you. And you can begin to organize the universe around you. And if you want something bad enough and you concentrate on it, you'll get it. And, of course, they have a number of very successful people who are attesting to exactly that fact. Ray, this sounds like the greatest thing in the world. What's wrong with it?
Well, what's wrong with it? I have a copy of The Secret here. By the way, if your listeners don't know, this is a very, very popular phenomenon. Newsweek magazine just did an article about it, and it says that millions of people are turning to this.
Now, which issue is that? Is that the
March 5th, I believe.
March 5th, okay. Well,
Newsweek magazine.
I'm going to have to find mine and read it, because go right ahead.
It's called Decoding the Secret. It's a five-page article, and it says Oprah lives by it, millions are reading it. It says that this could become this decade's, Tuesdays with Maury, which was a phenomenal bestseller, and that, they call it a publishing phenomenon, and, it certainly struck a chord. And basically, what's wrong with it, it sounds very positive, and Oprah's, I think, 49 million viewers, or see it as something that's very positive. And the idea is that, like you said, it's the law of attraction, that whatever you think comes on you. And like, if you're fearful, or if you make negative comments, or if you you're angry, and then it'll come on you. In other words, you send out thought vibrations into the universe, and the universe responds with whatever you want. But if you send out positive thought vibrations, and this goes far beyond just positive thinking.
Hold up, we'll be right back in just a moment. Well, Ray, our guest is Ray Youngen, and Ray, go right ahead. You're talking about how there's a law of attraction, and of course, if you have positive thoughts, you'll have positive results. You have negative thoughts, you'll have negative results. And if you think about money, and you concentrate on getting money, you'll get money. If you want to get a sports car, and you concentrate on a sports car, you will get a sports car. So pick the story up.
Yes, that's basically it. That it's based on, this isn't just wishful thinking, like, well, I hope I get a sports car, or I hope I get money. It's more of a concrete thing. In other words, you act like you already have it. It's like you decree it. You kind of manifest it. You just don't. Like, for instance, one of the major proponents of this was a man named Eric Butterworth, and he said, you don't even say good luck to somebody. because that implies they may have bad luck, you know. So there's nothing, you know, you can't be even in the middle, you know. It's, this is the way it's going to be, you know, this is how it's going to happen. And so it's very very decisive. And you ask, well, what's wrong with it? Okay, this is page 164 of The Secret, and it says, you are God in a physical body. You are all power. You are all intelligence. You are the creator. And then it ends, Rhonda Byrne ends with the following statement. This sums it up. No matter who you thought you were, now you know the truth of who you really are. You are the master of the universe. You are the heir to the kingdom. You are the perfection of life. And now you know the secret. Well, so the secret isn't just, you know, like saying, well, I hope I, you know, I hope I make, you know, I get more money or whatever. The secret is that you are the master of the universe, that you are God. We are all a unique manifestation of God. And certainly from a Christian perspective, that is what's wrong with it.
And that is enough to be wrong with it. And what it is leading Christians away from the Word of God, leading Christians away from the Bible, leading them into pagan worship, of course, and behind that is access to the other dimension.
Yes.
And until people understand there are two dimensions, one that we live in, which is the material universe, but there is a spiritual dimension out there as well. And there are beings who can actually travel back and forth from one dimension to the other. This is what the medium does. This is what the fortune teller does. This is what the diviner does. All of these things were warned against in the Holy Scriptures to avoid like the plague, because they are a plague. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Ray Young, and we're talking about The Secret, and I didn't realize it was featured in the latest Newsweek magazine, but I'm not at all surprised. There's a book, there's a DVD. They've sold hundreds of thousands of these DVDs.
Oh, 1.5 million.
1.5 million already, okay. Yeah. Last count it was slightly less than 1 million, but it's a phenomenon. And it's being pushed by Oprah Winfrey. It's being pushed by Larry King. It's being pushed, actually, by Jim Carrey, although not calling it The Secret. He talks about how he used to visualize being in Hollywood, being a star, how he used to visualize getting a lot of money. And all of these things came to pass because of the power of his will. And this is really what it's all about, isn't it, Ray? How we are going to begin to mobilize the universe around our thought process.
Maybe I should tell your listeners or inform your listeners how Oprah got onto this path. Now, you know, I a lot of people may be angry, you know, and a lot of women especially may be angry and say, well, you know, Oprah's a very loving, caring, kind person.
Very spiritual, a very spiritual individual.
Yeah, and, you know, how dare you knock Oprah and put her down. And well, this isn't personal, you know, this isn't an attack on Oprah Winfrey as a human being. This is, you know, strictly in the level of you know, belief system. You know, I believe that Oprah's a very nice person, a very sincere person. But, you know, for those of you who, view Bible prophecy as being a reality, I mean, there's certain dimensions to this that are quite sobering. And there's certain theological questions that are raised that, you know, are quite alarming, and that's why we're having this show. Now you've heard of Dr. Stan. You've heard of Unity Church, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, in the mid '80s, Oprah Winfrey was raised. I know something about her background. She was raised a Baptist. You know, as many people in the South are. You know, but she was a nominal Baptist. She wasn't. As far as I know, she wasn't a very, devout or pious Baptist. It was just kind of like a family tradition. And when her show first started in the mid-80s, she read a book called Discover the Power Within You by Eric Butterworth, who was a Unity minister. In fact, he was the main Unity minister for New York City. And Oprah wrote this about that book, Discover the Power Within You. This book changed my perspective on life and religion. Eric Butterworth teaches that God isn't up there. He exists inside each one of us, and it's up to us to seek the divine within. When you look at that book, you know, Discover the Power Within You, one of the main themes throughout the book is the divinity of man. And, you know, Oprah bought into it completely, and that's what led her to this current promotion, you know, The Secret. It's the same thing, that everybody is a unique manifestation of the divine. See, that's why it's supposed to work. That, you see, if you were just a mere human being, you know, you can't control things. You can't control the universe. But since you're a part of God, since you're, since you're part of the divinity in all things, then once you understand that, you can manifest whatever you want. You know, and that's the draw. In the front of, in the under acknowledgments in The Secret, we find that Rhonda Byrne, who put it all together, thanks Jerry and Esther Hicks and the teachings of Abraham. Now, are you familiar with this situation?
Why don't you go ahead and cover that for us?
Okay. Now, Hicks, that's H-I-C-K-S, Jerry and Esther Hicks. You can go to their website and get more information. Anyhow, Esther Hicks is a channeler. She's a medium. You know, she's a channels a group of spirit guides who call themselves Abraham. You know, not just one, but there's a lot of them. And the law of attraction comes from the teachings of Abraham, this group of spirit guides. And this is where we see, you know, this. Also, they in the book, they talk about the Hermetic tradition, you know, that this comes from the Hermetic tradition. Well, the Hermetic tradition was, you know, Hermes was the Greek god of wisdom. And also, Hermes was thought to be a man who became a god. And so the Hermetic tradition was really the Western magical occult tradition. You know, that's where we get our word occult from, the Latin word occultus, which means secret or kept hidden. And so The Secret really is the occult. And it goes back throughout, like you mentioned in the beginning of the show, all these secret societies and mystical orders. And when you look behind, when you lift up the curtain, you see spirit guides, you know, like this Abraham, Esther Byrne, I'm sorry, Rhonda Byrne, was a direct disciple of Jerry and Esther Hicks, who were medium, or Esther was a medium for this group of, as they say, advanced intelligences.
But really what these are is demonic spirits that will indwell anybody who opens the door. And it's this process of meditation, thinking about that that new sports car, thinking about the $1 million that you'd like to get, or the new house you'd like to get, or the speedboat you'd like to get. And as you empty your mind and begin to meditate on these things, you are opening yourself to demonic possession. This is really what you're doing, because they're the ones that are going to provide it for you, and the thing is that they can. But, of course, there's always a price to pay.
Yes, there is. Esther Hicks even describes in one of her books how she did through meditating. Okay, Jerry and Esther went to they weren't mediums yet. They were just kind of getting into it. And they went to a woman who was a channeler, and the spirit guide that she channeled told Esther Hicks to meditate, you know, to focus on her breathing 15 minutes every day. And she thought, this is what she said. She said, well, that doesn't sound so weird, you know, just to focus on your breath for 15 minutes. So she started doing it, and every day, in the 9 months, it took her 9 months to hook up with these beings. But 9 months later, she said that, you know, she started to shudder, and all of a sudden, these words came out of her mouth: "We are many. You may call us Abraham."
I think
pretty
there's
spooky,
a story,
huh?
In the Bible, of course, where Jesus confronts one of the demoniac. And, of course, the remark was, we are many. That's what I call legion. You know, that
right. Really. Well, anyhow, I know some of your listeners, anybody who's listening that is unfamiliar with these terms or phenomena. I would, they have pen and paper, to write down Leviticus 19:31. That's one of the major portions of the Bible that addresses this. Leviticus 19:31. It says, "Regard not them that regard." Let me see. "Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." So in other words, a wizard basically is someone who does what the secret is talking about. A wizard is a knowing one. A wizard is somebody. Now, you know, there's been a lot of, through the years, there's been like cartoons and, you know, the Harry Potter series, and wizards have been relegated to the area of like fairy tales and things. But when the Bible spoke of wizards, there actually were wizards, you know, and they didn't wear pointy hats with moons on them or anything. They, you know, you've heard of Jannies and Jambres in Egypt.
Right.
You know, they were wizards. They actually were wizards.
And they had supernatural
powers. Yeah, they had supernatural powers, but this is a result of, you know, familiar spirits or demonic spirits.
Well, let me just sort of open up here what Oprah said when she introduced this whole idea. "Fragments of a great secret have been found in the oral traditions and literature, in religion and philosophies throughout the centuries. But for the first time, all the pieces of the secret come together in an incredible revelation that will be life-transforming for all who experience it. In this book," and she's referring to The Secret, "you'll learn how to use it. The secret in every aspect of your life, money, health, relationships, happiness, and in every interaction you have in the world. You'll begin to understand the hidden, untapped power that's within you, and this revelation can bring joy to every aspect of your life." Now, why is this, what she's saying, so important? Because millions of Americans are going to heed Oprah's promise, and they're going to begin looking into this, and they're going to begin meditating, and they're going to begin to see that they actually can begin to accomplish what they're looking for, whether it be healing of one sort or another, or whether it would be obtaining the material things or the relationships that they want. But what they do not understand is they're inviting familiar spirits, or truly demonic beings, into their very lives, and of course down the line they're going to be a terrible price to pay.
Yeah, this current phenomenon, you know, the secret that we're talking about, it's like some kind of threshold has been crossed. It's like some kind of floodgates have been opened that, you know, the New Age movement has been gaining momentum, as you know, over the past 30 years, 20, 30 years or so, maybe even 40. And now I see for the first time that the American public in general are getting a really, really huge dose of New Age spirituality. And I see a situation developing where the average person will have a working knowledge of what's called metaphysics or the occult realm. It will no longer be seen as something really bizarre or, you know, flaky, or you know, that there's going to be a mass acceptance.
Almost like a mass hypnosis, like a mass madness. As America changes from a Christian to a pagan,
yes,
to an occult society.
Precisely.
Well, I guess it's Ray Youngin. Ray, you go right ahead and pick up and continue this. You were just saying that you see this thing happening as a phenomenon, suddenly something we've never seen before, never on such a large scale. There's always been attacks on the church from without and even sometimes from within. But now, through the miracle of mass communication, through the tremendous influence of the Oprah Winfrey and Larry King and the others, Jim Carrey, why, you know, and then, of course, so they bring on people like Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul and Chicken Soup for the Christian and Chicken Soup for Everybody, series.
Chicken Soup for the truck driver, you know.
Right. And basically other very prominent people, and you'll see them on the film, and it's very, very convincing as you watch it, and you do not realize, of course, you're being introduced to the other dimension, to the other realm, to the spiritual realm, where, of course, the demons dwell. And I think that just at this time in history, as we see the expansion of the war in the Middle East, as we see the collapse of the American dollar, the currency, this collapse of our society, America facing the possible threat of a nuclear attack, now we're under spiritual attack. Why at this time in history? This secret has been suppressed by the mystery religions down through the ages, but suddenly it's being revealed to everybody. What is your take on the significance of that, Ray?
Well, I feel a lot of people can relate to the following thing. I'm going to say that a couple of days ago I read in the paper that this year gas is going to hit $3 a gallon. And, of course, you know, because of that, the prices of virtually everything is going to go up. And, you know, things have gotten really expensive anyhow. So a lot of people in the lower middle class and the lower income working class area and perhaps even upper middle class, you know, are going to suffer because of this. There's going to be layoffs. It's going to hurt the economy.
Well, I think that if you think it's going to be $3 a gallon, you're very optimistic. I think it's going to be, I would expect $4 or $5 a gallon. I think America's going to change and change dramatically this year and the next year. And the America we've known in the past will soon cease to exist.
Yeah, the America in the past was, you know, there were, you know, there was things like protests and demonstrations, but life for most people was relatively tranquil, you know, throughout. I mean, there was a depression and World War II, but, you know, over the last 40, 50 years or so, life has been, you know, more or less tranquil for most people in the United States. Not a lot of real serious disruptions. And just as things are starting to, you know, a lot of people are in debt. The average American is thousands of dollars in debt. You know, to go to college now, a typical person is plunged, you know, tens of thousands of dollars into debt. So, you know, if the economy starts to go sour, people are going to, you know, be in real bad shape. There's going to be a lot of bankruptcies. There's going to be a lot of economic hardship. And now you have, just at this pivotal juncture, you have the secret being revealed that you can create anything you want, that, you know, since you're divine, you can manifest anything you want. And at first, people are going to, you know, a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, I didn't learn this in church.
Hold that out. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ray is simply saying that he thinks that this is a pivotal time, and he, certainly, and I concur. He thinks, of course, we're going to see dramatic changes in our society with higher gas costs and gasoline costs and higher costs of everything, but not simply on the material realm, but on the spiritual realm. As suddenly people begin to wonder, perhaps I am part of the divine. Perhaps I can will myself whatever I want. Wouldn't it be nice if I could have that new car, if I could have that sports car, if I could have that beautiful ring, or certainly if I could have that vacation I've always wanted, maybe I'd meet the person of my dreams. If I could have this relationship that I want with that person, and somehow be able to manipulate them into caring for me, or loving me, or marrying me. And all we have to do is begin to visualize these things. And visualization and the process and the techniques that are outlined in The Secret will open you up to demonic possession. Go ahead, Ray.
Yes, that's what we're talking about here. Now, are you familiar with Neil Donald Walsh?
Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
Well, he's featured. He's one of the, I think, 21 individuals who's you know, featured on the DVD and the book. And I think he's called like a, let me see, it's important that, let me turn to the back here, it's important that I get what she calls him right. He's seen as a, oh, here he is, he's seen as a, where is it, Oh, yeah, modern-day spiritual messenger. He's a modern-day, I knew it was important, a modern-day spiritual messenger. Well, in, if you're familiar with his books, Conversation with God, he even says that Hitler went to heaven and that Hitler didn't really hurt anybody, that he helped the Jews. I mean, he what he did for them was beneficial. He released them from their suffering. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, your listeners that are of Jewish descent, I think it was in number three, I have it here somewhere, number three, Conversations with God, he says Hitler was, you know, he helped people. He didn't hurt anybody, you know. And well, so there's this like, backward thinking.
This goes right along with the occult belief. It really began in the Garden of Eden. It said two things. First of all, you can be as God, and ye shall never die. And so if you kill somebody, that's not a bad thing, because they're going to come back again.
Yeah, they just reincarnate, you know. And
it's incredible as people say, you got to be crazy to think of that. And yet that is exactly the philosophy that is being espoused here. As you get into it deeper and deeper, you understand it's the world's second oldest religion. And it was certainly whispered beneath the branches of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil during the early days of creation.
Yeah, well, anyhow, on page 177 of The Secret, spiritual messenger Neil Donald Walsh says, now, a spiritual messenger, that means he has a message, right? That he has something to tell you that you need to know. And for those of your listeners who are Christians, you know, and are believe the gospel, this is going to really sound an alarm here. Neil Donald Walsh says, no one will stand in judgment. Your life will be what you create it as. And no one will stand in judgment of it now or ever. So in other words, whatever your life is, no one will stand in judgment of it now or ever. In other words, no one's life is going to be judged, you know, now or ever. And when I saw that, when I heard that, when I saw that, I thought, this is really what we're dealing with here. That there is no justice. There is no divine judgment. That, you know, anybody can do anything they want, no matter how hideous or outrageous, and nothing will happen to. No one will stand in judgment of it.
Well, that is because, of course, they do not believe in the judgment of God. Because there is no judgment, we are given total freedom under this new religion. Because there's no God, there's no punishment. All we have is this love, this emanating from this. Of this being who rules the other dimension.
Well, that's not exactly. They believe that there is a God, but that we're it.
All right. Well, we are part of this God.
Yes, know? We're all manifestations of this God. Right. I mean, that's why there's no God that will stand in judgment of us, you know, because we're God.
And of course, the problem with this is the antithesis of what it says in the Bible, where it says we're simply creatures that were created by the God of the universe,
right,
who will stand in judgment over us.
But also offers us grace.
Amen to that.
Yeah, the grace of God. That's the whole New Testament is based on the gospel of the grace of God. So, you know, it's not a tyrannical God that we worship. It's a God of grace and mercy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Ray Youngen. And, of course, we carry Ray's a book. It's called A Time of Departing, and it goes into the background of certainly the church growth movement and Mr. Rick Warren. And so his plan, of course, of transforming Christianity, and, of course, we know that now it's become apparent Mr. Warren is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a member of this elite group that really rules America today and is dedicated to transforming society. But what is so significant about this movement that we're talking about, of Oprah's movement, it's intent upon transforming society as well, but it begins with transforming each and every one of us into a God. Because we become as God, we can tap into this supernatural power, and we can obtain everything and anything we ever wanted. It's a wonderful, wonderful promise, but nobody ever asks it at what price. Because, I mean, with everything, there is a price, you know. But they never they never mention. And the tragedy is our churches are not warning the Christians of this country about the other dimension, about the spiritual battle that's going on about out there. The fact that demons are not imaginary beings. They're very real. And they possess human beings. They enter into them. They direct them. We call them spirit guides. Well, of course, call them what you will. They can possess you. And, of course, some of the people who get into this begin having horrible dreams. And some of them actually realize, of course, what's happened to them, that they're under demonic control. Some of them, in frustration, will commit suicide or cry out or do anything. But, of course, unless you accept our Lord Jesus Christ, there is no hope of salvation once you're demonically possessed. And we're opening up literally millions of Christians and other Americans to this these demonic forces. Would you agree with that, Ray?
Yes. I'd like to inject something else here that now your listeners who have pen and paper at hand, I want them to write down the name Gary Zukav. That's Z-U-K-A-V. Z-U-K-A-V. And if you go to his website, you can find Oprah Winfrey saying that his book, The Seed of the Soul, is one of the most, or either one or the most important book she has ever read.
Now, just give that name one more time.
Yeah, she says it twice. There's a little
piece there where she says
at least twice that this is the most important book, one of the most important books she's ever read.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ray Young. And Ray has certainly been talking about this whole phenomenon that's sweeping America. Before we go on, Ray, would you get out your website or how people can get in touch with you? We carry your book, A Time of Departing, but do you have anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about?
Yeah, they can go to my publisher's website at lighthousetrails.com. That's lighthousetrails.com, and any information they need is on our website.
They have just an excellent website. We access it on a regular basis. That's lighthousetrails.com. Now, who is this gentleman you were telling us about that Oprah Winfrey said has written such an important book?
Yes, I think this is something I should bring out. It's called The Seed of the Soul. And
now, what's his name?
Gary Zukav.
Is it G-A-R-Y?
Yeah, Gary and then Z-U-K-A-V. And he, back in the early 2000s, he was on her show quite often. From 98 to like 2001, he was on her show quite often. And because of that, this book was on the New York Times bestseller list for 138 weeks.
That's
over
2 years.
What's
the title of the book? What's the title of the book?
The Seat of the Soul.
The Seat of the Soul?
Yeah, S-E-A-T, The Seat of the Soul.
Okay.
And what makes it so important that, you know, Oprah is one of the most influential people in America, and she's saying this book is one of the most important books she's ever read, and on page, or throughout the book, but on page 77, he says, the central perception of the multi-sensory human is that he or she is not alone. See, that's the theme of this book, the multi-sensory human. That's someone who does meditation, so they're not alone, but they, it says, because he or she is in conscious communication with other more advanced intelligences. And he goes on to talk about these advanced intelligences, and he says, take your hands off the steering wheel, be able to say to the universe, thy will be done.
And in fact, I don't know how many of you remember when it was Shirley MacLaine out on a limb, and they actually showed, when they did the dramatization of that, you know, she's driving this truck up in the Andes,
mm-hmm.
and she takes her hands off the steering wheel, and the truck drives itself along these narrow mountain roads.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, she begins to realize that she's in touch with something supernatural, and this really is supernatural.
Yeah.
And these forces they talk about, they are the Great White Brotherhood, the Ancients of Wisdom, these forces that have always existed since the beginning of time, Elder Brothers, they refer to them to as the spiritual hierarchy. They're all names for these demonic beings.
Yeah, and Gary Zukav says that you have a sense, if you're multi-sensory, you have a sense of a personal relationship with them. He says, dwell in the company of your non-physical teachers and guides, and delight in the dependency. He actually says that, delight in the dependency. And he says, give your guides and teachers permission to come closer. And he says, think of what you're doing as entering into partnership with divine intelligence. And so, you know, your listeners can go to his website, and there's a little piece where Oprah Winfrey just really praises this book and says it's the most important book she's ever read, or one of the most important books she's ever read. It's in the top five of her most favorite books. And the whole book is on, you know, turning your life over to your non-physical guides and teachers.
And you see, if nobody tells the average individual that this is wrong, that this is exactly what the Bible warns against, that a lot of good people are going to get swept up in this. This is what concerns me, Ray.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I believe, okay, Dr. Sten, I believe this is what Paul meant by the mystery of iniquity in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The mystery of iniquity, the word mystery there means the same as the secret. You know, and iniquity means lawlessness. In other words, not lawlessness in the sense of like shoplifting or something like that, but lawlessness in the sense of, remember what Leviticus 19:31 said? To be defiled by them. To be defiled. In other words, God created humanity to worship Him and have a personal relationship with Him. And instead, they have connected with His enemies. And these enemies, the demonic realm, has defiled humanity. And humanity is now not following God's laws, but the laws of the other side. The mystery of iniquity. In other words, Paul said it was active back then, but it will. But the Holy Spirit was keeping it down until the Holy Spirit would take the brakes off, and then it would just literally explode. And I believe this is what the Apostle John referred to as Mystery Babylon, Mother of Harlots, in the book of Revelation. Mystery Babylon. That Babylon was one of the first mystery schools. So when Rhonda Byrne, you know, who wrote this, I mean, she named it very aptly, the secret. In other words, throughout all the centuries, it's been the very core of the occult, and now this occultic religion is being brought forth to the masses, and every family in America is being exposed to this, and every person in America will have some friend or relative who's bought into this. And, you know, in the upcoming months or years, when hard times come, you know, this is why Paul wrote, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Perilous. In other words, I think he didn't just mean physically perilous, but spiritually perilous.
And I think that's a point well made. And I think that, I believe that, that there is a cosmic clock, there is a cosmic plan, there is a cosmic script. And I believe that this is playing a very important part in it. And this is a very significant time. I don't think these things are happening by accident. I think they're carefully coordinated by a superhuman intelligence. But it is not the intelligence of God. And I think God is trying to warn us against this. In so much of the Bible, they warn us about these supernatural forces. Certainly, the scriptures talk about the supernatural, talk about the people who are possessed by evil spirits, talk about the danger of certainly of necromancers, talk about the dangers of diviners and mediums and certainly fortune tellers. And that's why Saul got into so much trouble. He went to a medium to conjure up the spirit of Merlin. So, not of Merlin, but
Solomon.
Beg your pardon?
Was it Solomon? Or
no,
Elijah.
Nehemiah, wasn't it?
Elijah, I think it was.
Maybe it was Elijah. Anyway, he conjured up the spirit because he wanted to know what was going to happen in the coming battle. And, of course, by so doing, he, of course, brought upon himself his certain destruction. Anyway, of course, I think it's so vitally important that people understand that the Bible has to be our guide. We cannot come up with these ideas on our own, but everything is there that we need to know. And we do not need to go to the secret, because there we begin to tap into the other dimension.
You know, and it's not just, Rhonda Byrne, it's not just Oprah Winfrey. There's a gentleman named Wayne Dyer who's been saying the same thing for many years. He's written 29 books, which have sold 50 million copies. If any of you listeners watch public television quite very often, you'll see him when they have pledge drives. He'll have whole nights, whole evenings devoted to his talks, The Power of Intention, and I can't remember the name of the last one, but it featured, he talked about this woman in Rwanda who hid in a bathroom for a number of months, he says the same thing. I mean, it's pure metaphysics, it's pure mysticism, it's pure occultism. Wayne Dyer, and he wrote a book called, and this fits in with it, Your Sacred Self. In other words, your true self is divine. You know, see, this is the theme that we keep getting over and over again, is that man is God, man is God. No one will judge you. No one will, you know, you don't have to answer to any personal God or personal being, that you are divine. And Wayne Dyer, I've heard him talk about this on television. He talks about these higher energies that come down and possess him. And then they're the ones, you know, these higher energies are the ones that really write his books, that he's just kind of like a vessel or a, you know, like a human typewriter. Human typewriter.
Well, basically, they channel them. And these people channel books, just like Madame Blavatsky channeled books, and Alice Bailey channeled books.
Alice Bailey.
And certainly Barbara Mark Summers' book, The Revelation, the book of co-creation, which incidentally was republished in the terminal form by the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities, Endowment for the Humanities, actually published and paid for the publishing of Barbara Mark Summers' channeled book. She channels it. I wondered why the Rockefellers were paying for a book that was channeled, all about the Book of Revelation. Well, I think that everything seems to be following a pattern, seems to be following a plan, seems to be following that cosmic script that I think is leading towards the destruction of our society. In short of a mass, certainly a revival, and I don't see any sign of it, but we can always hope there'll be a third great awakening here in America, and that's why I do what I do, and I'm sure, Ray, that's why you do what you do.
Right. Well,
trying to point people to the truth.
Just as they're compelled to get their message out, you know, I'm compelled to get my message out. That you know, I certainly understand that there's always been this war between, you know, between Yahweh and the forces of Lucifer. You see it throughout the Old and New Testament. This constant battle, prophecies, you know, that the man of sin will be empowered by Lucifer himself. One of the major tenets of New Age spirituality is all is one. You know, there's only one essence in the universe, and that's God, and everybody's part of it. Nobody's on the outside, but as the Bible, you know, certainly brings out that, you know, there is two sides. There is two forces in the universe, and one is the real God, the other one is an imposter. And you know, the people in this world, you know, now 6.5 billion of us, they have to decide, you know, who are they going to follow? I mean, where is their faith going to be, and where is their trust? You know, are they going to buy into the view that all is God and they are God, or are they going to buy into the gospel of the grace of God, that Jesus Christ died for their sins, and if they put their faith in him, they can have salvation and redemption and justification? And I believe that, you know, the people that are New Agers, I believe deep down inside they know that something is wrong. They know that they're not really God, but, you know, they're being told they are. They're in mystical contact with a force that tells them they're God. And I believe the real God, the true God, is just and is merciful and does send them reminders that, you know, in his subtle ways, that something is wrong. But, you know, it's a sad thing. You know, it's very sad. I was going to say that, say you do manifest a mansion, you know, are you going to be any more happy in a mansion than you are now if things aren't right on the inside? You know, in other words, having material wealth. I've talked to people that, you know, formerly lived in rich neighborhoods and were high up in the corporate world, and they told me that, you know, people that are wealthy are very miserable. Many of them are alcoholics, you know, there's sexual immorality that's very rife, and, you know, loneliness, and some of the most unhappy people in the world are people that have a lot of money and a lot of stuff, and they can... You know, they can have fun with their money, but they can't really be happy. You know, you see that with Hollywood celebrities. You know, they have a lot of money, and they have good looks, you know, and they have plenty of admirers, but, you know, their relationships fall apart. You know, like here recently, Britney Spears, one of the most popular singers around, you know, she shaves her head and you know, is out of control. So just because you have material wealth and have that sports car, have that, you know, diamond necklace, whatever, that's not really going to make you happy deep in your soul. You know, you're just going to be a miserable person with a sports car or a diamond necklace. So I'm telling your listeners, you know, imploring them that from my own personal experience, you can be truly happy, you know, knowing the Lord. You know, you can have peace of mind and a happy heart and a peaceful, fulfilled heart. You know, just by being, you know, connected to the God who made the universe, the real God, the true God.
Amen to that. Well, let me just read something briefly here from Rhonda Byrne. This is what she said. A burning desire to share the secret with the world consumed me, and I began searching for people alive today who knew the secret. One by one, they began to emerge. I became a magnet as I began to search. One great living master after another was drawn to me. And these are, of course, the masters who are in her film, featured in the film, and she writes about in her book, The Secret. And then, of course, she quotes, there's a quotation here from one of the great masters of the past who wrote, "There's no limit to the power of the thought current that you can attract to you, nor limit to the things that can be done through that individual by it. In the future, some people will be drawn so much to the higher quality of thought to them that they will accomplish what some would call miracles. In this capacity lies the secret of what has been called magic." And of course, down through the ages, there really have been people who were true magicians, not sleight-of-hand experts, not illusionists. They were people who could perform supernatural phenomenon. They could create supernatural phenomenon, but they didn't do this on their own. They were simply tapping into this other dimension. Well, we've got right now John calling in from Portland. John, did you have a quick question? We're almost out of time.
I just wanted to say, Dr. Stan, to your guest, I was thinking, you guys talking about the secret. And it sounds like, you know, maybe with the Bible saying in the end times that God would send a strong delusion to people, and that maybe even the elect would be deceived.
I think you're absolutely right. What do you think about that, Ray?
Yeah. Well, what does say is that that there's going to be such a delusion, such a powerful
powerful delusion.
Yeah,
here, just,
such a skillful delusion that it said that even the elect would be deceived if it were possible.
Yeah, well, I think they're being deceived today. John, I think your point's well taken. Anything else before we let you go?
No, that's all I want to say. I really had to say that. I feel like
John. I appreciate that.
And then, I think you're right on.
Another thing I wanted to say to your guest, Dr. Stan, was that also, I think the timing, like you said, that the economy's bad and, you know, there's hopelessness and...
Well, John, go ahead. Finish your thought there.
Okay. Dr. Stan, I was saying, it seems like it would be... It's funny that they're bringing this out right now at a time when people could really use, you know, something to, you know, help them with their finances and, you know, give them some kind of a hope. And, what you had said earlier, that, you know, that that the economy is bad, and this seems like the timing that somebody's has sent, you know, this secret, you know, that they've been hiding for, you know, thousands of years, and now all of a sudden just bringing it out.
It's almost as if somebody has planned this whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's it sure is. That's exactly what it looks like.
What exciting times to know the Lord. I'll tell you what, if I didn't know the Lord, I'd be frightened to death. But because we have this consolation of knowing, of course, that as long as we're in God's will, we may have terrible times. We may lose everything we have. We may even lose our lives in the time that lies ahead. But if we, of course, are right with God, we have nothing to fear. We have everything.
Doctor, can I just say a prayer?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Lord, Father, I just pray for all the people that are watching Oprah Winfrey and buying the books, if they're Christian, Lord, and the people that are lost and looking for a better way, Lord, that you show them, Lord, that it's not the way, that it's a deception, Lord, and that it's a lie, and it's from the occult. I just pray for all the Christians, Lord, that this isn't the deception you talked about, that they would know better and see the difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks very much.
And as I say, we're living in wonderful times to know the Lord. Well, Ray, I want to thank you so very much for being with us this evening. It's been a fascinating hour, as it always is. And again, Ray has written a book called A Time of Departing, which we do carry, and it's available by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. Ray recommends that you go to lighthousetrails.com. Is that lighthousetrails.com?
Yeah, lighthousetrails.com.
An excellent website. A great deal of information there. In fact, we're having a lady from there will be with us later this week talking on the same subject. We want to get this information out. We want you to learn about it. And, of course, we want you, of course, to tell others. Maybe this is what's going to lead to another great awakening. All we can hope and do is hope and pray, because in the final analysis, it's in the hands of our Lord. Good night, Ray, and God bless you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. God bless you, too, and God bless all your listeners.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.